We are talking about a court settlement that will allow the historic venue Le Tulip to reopen. Next, we go to Max Honingman from Montreal 2424, a nightlife advocacy group in the city that's been watching the situation at Le Tulip and the city's response. Max, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jules.
So we now know that Le Tulip can finally reopen its doors. How are you feeling about that news?
Oh, well, we're very, very happy to see this resolved. This was a bit of a nightmare scenario for the venue. And, you know, while it's great that the venue will be able to start putting on shows again, it's kind of crazy that it took this long. We applaud Mayor Wong and others' work to get the venue back in operation. But, like, if we're being honest, most venues in a similar situation would not have been able to survive. So for whatever reason, Le Tulip was able to hold out all these years. So we're really glad that this iconic venue will be able to resume its operations. But, yeah, it's definitely a scary situation that we want to make sure does not repeat.
Yeah, what do you think about my interview with Kathy Wong and what she said, her explanation of the borough's role in all this and sort of what they've been in place to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kathy Wong has definitely shown herself to be an ally for nightlife, and I applaud her ambition to revisit the noise bylaw, to move to a more mediation-based system for noise complaints. This is all great stuff, and it's definitely going to help. That being said, we think we need to go a step further if we really want to avoid kind of similar situations in the future. We need structural changes that stop these kind of conflicts from even coming to existence. One very basic, very common sense solution is called the agent of change principle, which basically means that if you're the new person on a street, you have to adapt to that street. So in this situation, Mr. Baudouin, the guy that moved in next to that Tulip and quickly became their nightmare neighbor, should have been the one to adapt to the existing conditions of the street, which included a venue which has been in operation under one name or another for something like 100 years. So that's something we would love to see, because as it stands, you know, we can make all the improvements to noise complaints, to noise regulations, which is amazing, and we absolutely do need that, so we're really excited about that. But as long as cheap, poorly soundproof condos are being built near venues, which will still be able to occur, there's still going to be issues, and it could still lead to really difficult situations for venues. So yeah, we would like to, we welcome all these solutions, but these problems will keep occurring because, you know, as we heard, this was the product of a human error. Humans will continue to make errors. Condos are going to keep going up. So unless we have some more substantive structural changes, it's going to repeat, unfortunately.
And then do you think that this sends a message to nightlife actors? And if it does, what is that message, right? On the one hand, the city's willing to cough up $350,000 to say, we did bad here and we want this problem to go away for an iconic venue. But, you know, mm-hmm. with smaller venues, as you said, they might not be so lucky. And it was a human error that produced this in the first place. They had laws on the books that said this shouldn't happen, but it happened anyway. So looking at, you know, now a few years of a bit of a media debacle over Le Tulip, what message are we getting now?
Right. I mean, there's kind of two ways of looking at it. The first way is, I mean, it's great that the city has chosen to own their error, to find a solution, even if it's a pricey solution. Under another administration, they could have just thrown the venue under the bus and moved on. So it is great that they found a solution. I think it was a little bit too late. You know, this took years, but it was a complex situation, and they are dedicating quite a bit of taxpayer money to it. Obviously, it's not a situation that they can have repeat. Like, they can't be making these payments, you know, every month. The kind of more pessimistic view is that this could incentivize kind of problematic neighbors that, you know, see an opportunity now to get a payout for their own. So hopefully that's not something that we're going to see. But in this situation, unfortunately, Mr. Baudouin, who was, I mean, I think most people would agree, extremely unreasonable in his actions, he's kind of walking away with a fat check and he's getting to keep the building. So it's not an ideal solution. We do appreciate the decisiveness of it. That's the fact that the city owned their mistake. The city did end up coming to the defense of that Tulip. But I think it's in everyone's best interest to make sure we don't have to be making these payouts on a regular basis.
All right, Max Honingman, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Thanks so much.
That was Max Honingman from Montreal 2424. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.